Well, we do Global Impact Sunday every single year to help us keep us focused on and relentless about Jesus' final statement to us, his followers, his church. 4 days after Jesus rose from the grave, he gathered his small community of followers together, the first church together, and before he physically ascended, before he physically left this earth, to give them a final statement. And Matthew and Luke record that final statement. And it's like Jesus saved this for last. It was like the exclamation point. He's like, I saved this for last because it's so important. I do not want you to forget. And here's what he said. Matthew records it in Matthew 28. Jesus said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And by the way, they believed that to be true because they saw him die on the cross and then rise from the grave 3 days later. He goes on to say, therefore, go and make disciples, other followers of Christ, of all nations, of other people groups all throughout the world, baptizing them for them to publicly proclaim that they put their faith in Jesus, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Now, real quick, notice that according to Jesus, living for his mission and experiencing his presence, they're connected, they're dependent. Now, Jesus said these words to them, and they knew because of what Jesus said before, how Jesus would be with them was by his Spirit, referred to as the Holy Spirit, residing within us after we put our faith in Jesus by asking him to be the forgiver of our sins and leader of our life. However, at this point, when Jesus said these words, he hadn't sent his Spirit to reside in anyone yet because he was still physically present. Now, Luke, in the New Testament book of Acts, chapter 1, recorded an additional final statement that Jesus made that Matthew didn't record. And Jesus said, but you, and this, by the way, the you here, it's plural. It's like all y'all. He's not speaking to an individual. He's speaking to his church. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. He's saying the same Spirit that rose me from the dead is going to reside in you individually and together and is going to fill you with power individually and together. And saying, because my Spirit resides in all y'all, you will be my witnesses, my ambassadors, my sent ones in Jerusalem, that was their local community, in Judea and Samaria, that was the surrounding areas, and to the ends of the earth. In short, the final thing that Jesus communicated was that our purpose as Jesus' church, as his followers, is to carry on Jesus' mission. And Jesus himself said that our Heavenly Father sent him on a mission to seek and save those who are lost, those who have a broken relationship with Holy Creator God because of their violation of sin against him. And that's you and 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 me and every single one of us. Jesus himself said that our Heavenly Father sent him on a mission to save us from the penalty of our violation of sin against him, to forgive us for our sin, to restore and redeem and reconcile our broken relationship with him in this life and then the next, to offer us eternal life and to transform us now into everything God's created us to be. Jesus himself said that our Heavenly Father sent him on a mission to transform the world by ushering in God's kingdom. That's the mission that Jesus gave his life on the cross for. That's the mission that Jesus rose from the grave to do and prove that only he can do. And right before Jesus physically left this earth, the last thing he said to his church, the last thing he said to us was that your ultimate purpose as my followers is to be my body and carry on the mission that I came for, that I died on the cross for, that I rose from the grave for. And the primary reason I'm sending my Spirit to fill you individually and together is to fill you with power to be able to do that. So go. Go transform the world for me. Go carry on my mission. Go usher in my kingdom, and surely I will be with you as you do. And here's what this means. It means Jesus has a divine purpose for us. Jesus has, just like every other local church, Jesus has a divine purpose for Relevant Community Church. Jesus has called us to be relentless about carrying on the mission of transforming the world locally and to the ends of the earth. But how do we transform the world for Jesus? I mean, how can we possibly carry on Jesus' mission to the ends of the earth? Well, We aren't called to do it by ourselves. And it's not possible for us to do it by ourselves. We're one small local church. We have a limited number of people, limited number of resources, limited capacity. But we are called to do our part. And that's why we've chosen to have a laser focus on one people group. And the people group we're focused on going to the ends of the earth for are the Karen people. At Relevant Community Church, we are for the Karen people from Burma, or Myanmar. The Karen people have been in civil war with the Burmese army for over 70 years. The Burmese army has invaded their villages, burned down their homes, raped the women, kidnapped the kids, and killed the men. Thousands upon thousands of Karen people have abandoned their homes and villages and fled for Burma to save their lives. Many of them ended up as refugees on the Thailand side of the Thai-Burma border and in other parts of the world. As a matter of fact, there's over 6,000 Karen refugees that live right here in Omaha. The injustice, the darkness, the evil against the Karen people, it's absolutely unfathomable, and that's not the way God intended it to be. That's why we are for the Karen people. If you're new here to Relevant, you need to know that God has called Relevant Community Church, to help usher in his kingdom with the Karen people. Jesus has called us to help transform the lives and communities of Karen people, both in Omaha and on the Thai-Burma border, by relentlessly ushering in God's love, God's hope, God's peace, God's healing power, God's salvation, God's kingdom. And I know it's crazy for me to say, but I believe, I with every fabric of my being, that together we can help the Karen people be transformed. I believe if we're all relentless about being for the Karen people together, that God will use us to help transform them into everything he's created them to be and bring his life, his hope, his peace, his salvation, his healing power, his kingdom into their lives and into their communities. And that's, man, that would be nothing short of divine. Globally, on the Thai-Burma border, we're focused on impacting the Karen people for Jesus in two primary ways. First, through orphan care. Because of the persecution that Karen people have experienced, many children have ended up as orphan refugees. At Relevant, we're committed to help ensure every Karen orphan on the Thai-Burma border is loved, is fully cared for, and has hope because of Jesus. Currently, we've adopted and partnered with two orphanages. One's called the Safe Haven Orphanage, and the other one is called The Refuge. And you need to know, Relevant Community Church financially provides every child at Safe Haven Orphanage and The Refuge with the food, the education, the clothing, and the medical care that they need. Furthermore, over the past 3 years, we've provided all the funds, over $300,000, for The Refuge to build a bigger, better, and safer building. Relevant, together, we're ensuring that every Karen orphan at Safe Haven Orphanage and at The Refuge is cared for and provided for, and that every single one of them knows and feels the love of Jesus. Man, it is so awesome to be part of that together. The second way that we're focused on impacting the Karen people for Jesus on the Thai-Burma border, and the one that we're going to focus on for the rest of today, is what we call church planting. At Relevant, we're relentless. We're relentless about reaching people for Jesus, but we can't personally reach Karen people for Jesus on the Thai-Burma border. We don't live there. We don't know the culture. We don't speak the language. So we're focused on helping start new churches along the Thai-Burma border and within Karen state of Burma, because starting new churches is how Karen people are going to be reached for Jesus. And it's how Karen people are going to be transformed to everything God's created them to be by following Jesus. At the start of 2020, one of the huge cast the net visions that God put on our heart is to help start 5 what we call Karen partner churches by 2030. As of today, we've helped start 2 Karen partner churches. And instead of me telling you about that, I want to invite Corey, who's the director of our Impact Ministries, to come out and tell you more about that. So please give it up for Corey Nelson.
Yeah.
So just real quick, this guy right here, he's going to tell you a little about himself here in a second, but he's been on our paid staff for quite a while. Corey is a legend around here. If you don't know Corey, people who aren't familiar with Relevant, when they hear all the things that we did 2 years ago for the tornado relief in our community and how amazing that was, Corey's your guy. Corey's the one who led all of that. So this guy right here, this man's a legend. So Corey, go get him, dog.
Well, thank you, Ronnie, but that's not true. It took all of us to do that. Our church came together, our community came together during that tornado, and it was awesome just to be a part of that, but I do appreciate him introducing me. But as Ronnie said, my name is Corey Nelson, and I get to lead Relevant's Community Impact and Global Impact Ministries, and I want to give you guys a little bit of context about me and then some background on Burma. So my wife and I, we have been a part of Relevant since it started in 2009. And we got involved with the Global Impact Team when we were still trying to figure out what people group God was calling us, Relevant Community Church, to serve. And our team obviously landed on the Karen people from Burma, which again is also known as Myanmar. And one of the biggest reasons was a lot of Karen refugees were being resettled into Omaha at that time. Now, I had never heard of Burma. I'd never heard of the Karen people, and I didn't even know where Burma was located on a map. So I thought I would show you guys so you have an idea where Burma is located. So Burma, excuse me, is located in Southeast Asia and is surrounded by Bangladesh, India, China, Laos, and Thailand. Burma has the longest running civil war that started in 1948 and is still going on today. And in fact, in 2021, there was a military coup leaving the country under military control. There are 55 million people living in Burma and 135 different ethnic groups. These different ethnic groups are fighting for autonomy and rights against the central government. The Burmese are the largest people group, accounting for about 70% of the population, and they are the ones that have control of the government. The Karen are the third largest ethnic group, and they have about 4 million people. Now, Burma's spiritual landscape is deeply shaped by Buddhism, which is practiced by 90% of the population, and it influences daily life, values, social structures. Monasteries and pagodas are scattered all over the country, and rituals such as almsgiving to monks are central features of both urban and rural communities. Now, alongside Buddhism, many people practice animism or spirit worship. It's a traditional belief system involving spirits that coexist with Buddhist practices. Excuse me. And Christians only make up about 7% of Burma's population. So it's just a little background on Burma. Now, earlier, Ronnie shared the purpose of our Global Impact Ministry, which is to help transform the Karen people into everything God created them to be. It drives all of what we do here at Relevant, so much so that we put it on the back of these Bibles. It says, helping transform people into everything God created us to be. But what does that mean, and why is that our Global Impact Ministry's purpose? Well, to help answer that question, we're going to take a look at what the Apostle Paul wrote in his letter to the Colossians. So we're going to pick up in Colossians 1, and we're going to start in verse 13. It says, for he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Paul's talking about God the Father. He has rescued us, followers of Jesus, in whom we have redemption. When we have asked Jesus to be the forgiver of our sins and the leader of our life, we are brought into the kingdom of Jesus. We've been redeemed. Paul goes on to say, the Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. Saying Jesus is the image of the invisible God, and in him all things were created. You were created. I was created. The Karen people were created through Jesus and for Jesus. Paul goes on to say, he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. What Paul is saying is Jesus created all things to be over all things so that all things serve to show, reveal, display, communicate Jesus' greatness and his glory. Jesus came to this earth, he died on a cross, and he rose from the grave to have supremacy over everything. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. This whole passage is communicating that Jesus is God in the flesh. He came to restore, to redeem, and to reconcile all creation, you, me, the Corinth people, to himself through his death and resurrection. Simply put, Jesus came to give us life and to restore our broken relationship with our Heavenly Father. And that is exactly why our Global Impact Ministry exists. Jesus has commanded us in Matthew 28 to take the gospel to the ends of the earth so that all things, all people groups, can be reconciled to Jesus for his glory. We believe God has called us to reach Corinth people for Jesus so they can be reconciled to Jesus and transformed into everything God created them to be by Jesus. Now, how do we do that? How do we do that with the Corinth people along the Thai-Burma border? We don't speak the language. We don't know the culture. We don't have the time to build deep and meaningful relationships. I've been to the Thai-Burma border many times, and I've asked missionaries, and I've asked local Corinth pastors, what does it take to reach a Corinth person for Jesus? And this is what they tell me. It takes 5 years. And what we're saying by that, what we mean by that, is that it takes time to build relationships. And just like here, you cannot have influence over somebody if you don't have a relationship with them. So we do our part in helping transform the Corinth people into everything God created them to be by partnering with local pastors who speak the language, who know the culture, who can build relationships, and who want to start churches in unreached villages so people can be reached for Jesus. And we call these Corinth partner churches. Now, what we mean by a Corinth partner church is it's a local Corinth church that we help start and that we support long-term. It's the partner church is an extension of Relevant Community Church along the Thai-Burma border and in Corinth State, Burma. A partner church is focused on reaching Corinth people for Jesus. They're doctrinally aligned with Relevant Community Church. We're committed to pray for them. We financially support them. We send teams to go visit them and spend time with them, encourage them, physically be on the ground with them, and we financially support them. We provide the financial resources to help them reach people for Jesus and make an impact in their community. Now, just because these pastors live there and they speak the language and they know the local culture doesn't mean it's an easy task for them. Planning a church in a Buddhist country is very, very difficult. For us, most of us in the United States, we've heard of Jesus, we've heard of the Christian faith. For them, the challenge is they're introducing something totally new and totally against the cultural norm. Now, I want to give you one example of what I mean by that. Earlier, Ronnie talked about Acts 1:8, and it says, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you." And we learned that when we put our faith in Jesus, the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit, takes residence inside us. And that's how we know that Jesus is with us. And for most of you, I'm sure you've heard that before. Maybe you've heard something similar to that, like, oh, that person's filled with the Spirit. But even if you've never heard that before, if you've never put your faith in Jesus or you're new to Relevant, maybe you've never heard that before, that statement that the Holy Spirit takes residence in you probably doesn't freak you out. Well, in the Buddhist culture, they have a very, very strong fear of spirits. They believe in them, but they want to keep them at a distance. They fear that the spirits will cause them problems if they become upset. So people build spirit houses outside of their homes, almost like a mailbox where it's, you know, outside the home, but it's a little bit further away. They decorate them. They burn incense. They even leave food out with the goal of pleasing the spirits so that the spirits would stay in the spirit house and not come in their actual home. So when you are telling somebody who practices Buddhism, when you put your faith in Jesus, the Holy Spirit's going to take residence in you. They're like, no thanks. I want nothing to do with that. So that's just one example of understanding the culture and these the challenges that these pastors face. So now besides the strong fear of spirits, other challenges these pastors face are the war has left so many Korean people with trauma-filled lives. And syncretism is widespread, meaning if they don't take the time to really clearly communicate the gospel, people will just add it in, mixing in Christian beliefs and prayer with Buddhism and animism practices. The pastors often have limited resources for training and accesses to Bibles in their own language. They deal with fear of poverty, fear of being arrested, and since we're on the Thai-Burma border, they even have the fear of being deported back into Burma. They often feel isolated and alone, which is why our partnership is so important to them. Now, Ronnie mentioned earlier that as of today, we've helped start two Korean partner churches along the Thai-Burma border, and I'd like to introduce you to them today. In 2024, we helped a man named Eku start our first partner church that he calls All Nations Baptist Church. Currently, Eku has about 80 to 100 people that are regularly attending his Sunday gatherings. And last Christmas, he had close to 1,000 people from his community show up to hear the gospel. And since 2024, 25 people have put their faith in Jesus and been baptized through his church. Instead of just hearing it from me, I wanted you guys to hear from him, so I've asked him a few questions. So take a look at what he had to say.
In our area, most of the people are non-believers. We take a time. We need to take a time to understand the salvations. Understanding different religion is different. So like we take a time to understand the salvation is first. We find to their background. The background is very important because we don't know their background. We cannot change their mind. So we find that their background and their belief, so they can see clearly and they can change. We are the model for them. They are looking, the Christians are, they are living is like they will see the Jesus. They are refugees, flee from inside Myanmar, from war. Some people are non-educated person, and some people are they don't have nothing bring. So like they have many problems. So we are going to help them and show the love of Jesus, and then we change their mind. So we do many things in our area. So we are talking about the good news of God. We are studying only 6 people. Yeah. But during the fall, we are become 102 family. 102 family. But this is 102 family is not only Christians, some are still Buddhists. Some are become Christians. But mostly they are come from the Buddhist family. 42 families become Christians. So, and now we are waiting 60 family. Yeah, but it will take a time. Okay, we can wait. Because one girl, she is a thyroid problem. And she is, her family is a Buddhist family. But one day she come and Pastor, please pray for me. She don't have money to go to the clinic or hospital, and also she don't have no legal documents. So okay, I will pray for you. I pray, and then one day she is not, how to say, not better. So she said, Pastor, I would like to baptize. Why? At that time she said, if I baptize, my disease will cure. So I said, no, it is not. It's not the right way, but you need to understand about the salvation. So I teach her 1 month After that, I baptized her. And very like the surprise things is she is now better. And also like the every week she comes to the church and she is very interested and she memorized the Bibles and she read and she sing. Wow. It is like the we can see the good result. I saw the God hand is upon our area. So the God is making, God is leading. So first, like you support the land, so we are not worried about the land. And then now buildings. So building is not finished yet, but like it is, we finish soon. So it is very important to organize the peoples and making a many meeting or training or whatever we do. And also like it is good it is support to the our missions. So thank you so much. Thank you. And also the prayer support. This is important for me because of, like I cannot stand without your support.
I love Aku. I want to reiterate some things that he said. It takes time. They have to get to know people and their backgrounds so they can build a relationship and have influence and help change their mind. I thought it was interesting that he said people are, they have no idea of the Christian faith. So people are looking at them as the model of what being a Christian is all about. They want, when people look at them, they want people to see Jesus. Man, I love how God is working in his church. You hear the story of the woman being healed after she put her faith in Jesus and was baptized. And that's what I was talking about with syncretism. At first, she just wants to add it in. Oh, this is something I can add into what I'm already doing. He says, no, it's not right. You need to understand salvation. We see God working in his church by growing it from six people, or as he told me, it was two families, and now it's 102 families. And again, since the start of 2024, 25 people have put their faith in Jesus and been baptized through his church. And every week, Eku said this, 60 families, they'll show up every week. They have yet to put their faith in Jesus, but they keep showing up because they're interested in what he is teaching. And our partnership, because of that partnership, he mentioned land and a building. And so I want to let you guys know about that. They were on a small piece of land that they were renting. They were about to get kicked off that land. So we have our church, because of you guys, we were able to send him some funds. He bought some bigger piece of land. And we also sent him funds to build a building, which he's almost completed construction. And this is helping him grow his church and make an impact in his community. So that's our first partner church with Pastor Eku. And today I'm really excited to announce that we're helping start our second Korean partner church on the Thai-Burma border. The pastor we're helping there is Eljon, and the church he planted is called Bethel Church. He just launched his first Sunday gathering just a few weeks ago back in April. Eljon and his wife also run a children's home with 17 Korean kids that they cared for. I also asked Eljon the same questions, and so I'd love for you to take a look at what Eljon had to say.
We all know Myanmar is a strong Buddhist country. So when we reach out to the people, there are some family they accept, like kind of socially. But most of the people, they are really strong Buddhists, so that they against us. They don't want us to share the gospel. This is really a challenge that we face. And they didn't have a kind of knowledge of thinking that, you know, the Christian faith. And there are some people, they have a little, heard the gospel, but they just heard, and they don't really personally experience yet. But the most of the Myanmar, they have been for many years living in a Buddhist religions. The people said that, oh, this is Western religion. You know, so they reject. whenever I have a free time, I used to go to their family, reach out and spend time, make a relationship with them. After that, I share the gospel. Some of the people that really come to know Jesus and they change their life, there are some of the family, the people that really answering the meaning of life. You know, what is the meaning of living our life? And what is for eternity? There are some people that really wanted to know in their life. I face it. I experience that. Whenever I reach out to the family, there are some people that really come to know Jesus. So, yeah, God is working. Praise God for that. We need in the ministry, like, encouraging each other. And also, like, you are reaching out here, coming. And this is one of the support, you know, not only financially. We really need prayer, even though we really we need the power of God, prayer for the Holy Spirit. I'm really happy that, you know, to be partnered with you, Relevant Church. We are really blessed by the truck also, for the school bus. We can use it. And also reaching out here every year. And especially last time, Brother Mike and team came, we're really blessed. And even with the children here and giving refreshment, you know, if we really focus in the ministry, we need some financial support, support for children uniform and giving the for education help. But we need really, you know, a budget. This is all. But one thing, very important thing is that even though we have a lot of budget, but if God doesn't work, if the Holy Spirit doesn't work, so we also need a prayer support. And I believe that you are really praying for us. Whenever I check, praying for you all, that's really, really, I really appreciate. And I really, really believe in God, you know. And also I thank God. This is one of the, you know, great help.
You heard it from Eljon. Many Korean people feel Christianity is a Western religion and not for them. This is why building relationships is so important. And we want them to see that it isn't just a Western religion. We learned this earlier. All things were created by Jesus and for Jesus. Man, I love how we're hearing God is just working in people's lives through his church. And because of our partnership, Eljon mentioned that we purchased the truck. He called it a school bus. Remember, he has 17 kids. They go to 4 different schools. Human trafficking is a big problem over there, and this really helps them keep the kids safe because they can drive the kids to school instead of all the kids walking their own separate way. And he is so happy when we have teams that come visit him and spend time with him every year, just encouraging him and playing with the kids. Church, because of our support and partnership to help them reach Korean people for Jesus, they both wanted to say one more thing to all of you.
First, I would like to say thank you, Pastor, and also your church member and your team. It's a blessing to me and also to the people. So this is not only for our people. It is blessed to our communities. So it is so blessed. I would like to say thank you first, because like God bless you all. So without your support, we cannot continue. We are doing many things. I'm doing many things, but I can. So like your teams help me because you love Jesus and you give the love of Jesus to me, to my people. So thank you so much. I would like to say the Relevant Community Churches. I would like to request, please pray for our ministry and our people, and also for me, for my kids, and also please pray for our country to get peace.
Firstly, I really thank God. This is a blessing that really God sent us meeting together. I believe that this is God's plan. God has a vision to work together, to be partner, and Thank God for that. And also thank God for you all and all the Relevant Church and brothers and sisters and all the family and for loving and our people and with the love of God reaching out, even though it's a lot of, you know, trouble. But sometimes we don't meet each other, but then, you know, God bring us together for His glory, for His ministry, for His kingdom. And I really thank you all and for your prayer support, for buying all our needs and financial support, buying the trucks and praying for us and also to work together in the future.
God wants to transform the Korean people into everything He created them to be. And as a church, we believe we've been called to help. But it takes more than just me, it takes more than Eku and Eljon, it takes all of us to do this together. So I want to ask all of us to do two things, and some of us to do one additional thing. First, I'm asking all of us to pray. Both Eku and Eljon both asked that we be praying for them. Pray for the war to end and peace in Burma. Pray for their ministries and their families. Pray that they are able to share the gospel clearly and they are reaching people for Jesus and making an impact in their communities. The second thing I'm asking all of us to do to be a part of helping transform the Korean people into everything God created them to be on the Thai-Burma border is give generously. You need to know, Unfinished is making everything we shared today possible. If you're new to Relevant, Unfinished is a two-year generosity initiative that we helped launch, or that we launched in December of 2024 to help carry on to completion God's unfinished transforming work in you and in and through Relevant. Unfinished is not only helping us carry on to completion our unfinished vision for the Relevant Center, it's also helping us carry on to completion the unfinished impact Jesus has called us with the Korean people on the Thai-Burma border. For those of you who have made an unfinished generosity commitment, God is using your generosity to generate transformation in lives and eternities of Korean people that we may never, ever meet. If you've never given or seldom financially give, I want to invite you to start giving generously. God's transforming work is unfinished, and He is using our generosity to generate transformation. The unfinished transforming impact He wants to do through our church requires all of us. There are many ways you can give digitally that you can see on the screen, and if you'd like to give cash or check, you can drop that in one of the giving boxes by the doors. For those of you who are new to Relevant or new to Unfinished, you can still be a part of this transformational season. As a matter of fact, every dollar given over these 2 years goes towards Unfinished. To learn more about Unfinished, you can go to our website or you can stop by the Next Steps area on your way out. Now, for some of you, I'm asking you to engage. For those of you feeling that stirring or that interest, don't dismiss that feeling. God may be nudging you to take a next step to follow Him. It may be joining the Global Impact Team and serving at our monthly impact opportunities with Korean refugees right here in Omaha. It may be going to the Thai-Burma border on one of our mission trips to invest and serve our partners. If that's you, if you're feeling that interest, that nudge, you can scan the QR code on the screen or on your handout and fill out the serving interest form and I'll follow up with you. Or you could go to the Next Steps area and I will be over there after the gathering with the Community Impact Team, who is also taking signups for Elkhorn Days, which is coming up in 2 weeks. We still need more people. Church, if we all chose to pray, if we all chose to give generously, and for those of us feeling that stirring, that interest, chose to engage, if we took that next step together, we would take a huge step towards living our purpose of carrying on Jesus' mission of transformation. We would truly help the Korean people be transformed into everything God created them to be. And we would experience Jesus' presence and power more, because that's what happens when Jesus' church is relentless about living for His mission. Well, at the beginning of our time this morning, Coleman shared about our Youth United, our high school ministry. They're going to the Thai-Burma border next month. So before we end our time together, I want to invite that team to come up on stage with me. You see, every year we give our high school students an opportunity to go to the Thai-Burma border because we want to open their hearts and their minds to the Karen people. And we want them to understand different contexts than what they see in their day-to-day lives. We want to engage them in Jesus' mission to go make disciples of all nations. They'll be serving both of our partner orphanages, Safe Haven and The Refuge, as well as our two partner churches, Eku and Eljon. This team has been preparing for this trip by learning more about the culture, history, what to expect, and how they can best serve our partners. We have 14 people going on this trip, 11 students and 3 adult leaders, and we want to pray over them as a church before we send them out. So, church, would you pray with me? God, thank you so much for this team of 14 that chose to take this next step to follow you into taking the gospel to the ends of the earth. God, we pray that this trip, that you use this to transform their lives and transform the people that they come in contact while they're over in Thailand and Burma. God, I thank you for our two partner churches, Pastor Eku and Eljon. I thank you for what you're doing in and through their ministries on the Thai-Burma border. God, we pray for their families. We pray for their churches. We pray for the war to end in Burma. And we pray that they continue to reach Karen people for Jesus and that they get that you continue to transform the Karen into everything you've created them to be. But ultimately, God, we pray that through all of this, through this trip, through our partner churches, that you are glorified. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Guys, let's give it up for this team one more time.